This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NHL, Anaheim beat Boston 5-3. As trade rumors swirled around the NBA before today's deadline at 3 p.m., the Cleveland Cavaliers took a more practical approach to improving their roster. With an open roster spot and needing front court help, Cavs met Wednesday with Larry Sanders, the free agent forward who stepped away from the game following the 2014-2015 season. The Chinese Basketball Association has voted unanimously to appoint NBA Hall of Famer Yao Ming as its president. Yao's appointment is considered a reform step for an association which until now has been typically led by government sports officials. In college men's basketball, Vermont won its 17th straight game and captured the American East Championship with a 62-50 win over Albany. Hartford cashed in on Binghamton's early foul trouble by hitting 32 of 37 free throws to win 76-69 last night, ending a two-game skid. Meanwhile, Army blew past Boston, 73-62. Syracuse upset number 10 Duke, 78-75. North Carolina coach Roy Williams apologized to Louisville's Rick Pitino after the Cardinals coach had a heated verbal exchange with a fan as he came off the court for halftime during last night's game won by the Tar Heels 74-63. In college women's basketball, top-ranked UConn doubled up number 23 Temple 90-45 last night. In an attempt to speed up the game, baseball has eliminated the four-pitch intentional walk. Now, when a team wants to walk a player, all the manager will have to do is signal the intent to the umpire. The player will then get first base. The Players Association approved the move, which was proposed by Major League Baseball. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.